On the narrative version of this post are two simple images of an organization, for example, a classroom, locker room, a startup, a division. The one on the left has a leader at the center, the hub with spokes to the wheels, and the other is a drawing which has 20 dots representing people and tens of lines connecting nearly everyone to another. This drawing I've described on the right is excerpted from fascinating work by Professor Wayne Baker of the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan. And the simple point I'm making with his diagram is which of the two drawings would appear more dynamic and powerful, one in which individuals primarily relate to the authority figure in a spokes in a wheel fashion, or one in which there are dynamic relationships throughout the organization. The answer appears obvious. I'm completing one of the most energizing teaching experiences I have ever had, a six-week undergrad course on leadership with 45 participants, primarily international student visitors from France, India, Brazil, Japan, China, Singapore, Malaysia, Mexico. I may have forgotten a couple. Imagine how much they have to learn from each other. Although whole countries and many profs haven't heard the word yet, the age of the sage on the stage is over. In my rough drawing on the left, there are about 16 relationships from the edge of the wheel to the center of the hub. One can hardly count the number on the right. It's beyond my math skills. In these dyads on the right, there are the driving possibilities that John Gillis and I have been studying and writing about. Creativity, accountability, feedback, and encouragement can occur in each of those dyads. A leader, whether the leader or not, can increase outcomes by promoting the power of twos. And here is a simple suggestion for next time you are brainstorming, debriefing a completed project, or assessing a breakdown. Say these simple words, pair and share. Did I mention that my class meets at 8 o'clock a.m. with 20-year-olds who stay up late, road trip on their weekends, and are biologically prepared to sleep in? I can see them at times looking at me as if they are riveted. We all learned this trick by middle school. Look interested, but think about whatever you wish. So they are 10 to 100% mentally gone. So at the moments I notice this, I articulate a clear question and say, pair and share. This invites them to engage, focus, own the work. I think back to governor's meetings my wife ran. People were professional and highly attentive. Still, there would have been so many benefits to an occasional break in the spokes on the wheel action to invite the entire room to re-engage so that they were all leading with their best selves.